This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You guys, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. I listen to CBS News Radio driving into work. They're talking about Caitlin Clark and Kennedy Carter. I listen to a major news network. Same thing, same story. Every single sports radio and sports TV show in America is highlighting this incident between Carter and Clark that took place on Saturday, lucky for them, on national TV. It blows me away sometimes what happens with social media. And what happens when these moments, they go viral, they end up in the mainstream. And while I firmly believe it's well within the right of every single American TV host, radio host, not to mention American sports fan, heck, you don't have to be a sports fan to have an opinion about this moment that happened. It is just another case study and how social media, which is neither social nor actual media, it just drives so much of the conversation. I mean, there are some informed, relatively intelligent opinions out there. And it's interesting to hear them coming from various different corners, whether it's inside the WNBA, whether it's inside the Chicago Sky practice with Angel Reese and Carter herself, and she's finally willing to speak. Although I'm not sure if what her words tell us or her social media is actually more informative. There definitely are many faces to Kennedy Carter. And so I think it's interesting that you've got the Sky perspective, you've got Christy Sides and the Fever perspective, you've got people inside the WNBA who are reacting based on their knowledge. But then you've got people who maybe have never watched a WNBA game in their entire lives. And right now, this is still the biggest story going. Sorry, Justin Jefferson. I mean, $110 million is great and all, but hey, did you see Caitlin Clark get shoved to the ground on a dead ball in a really tight game between the Sky and the Fever on Saturday? I mean, that's what's happening right now. It's pretty crazy. I think it's highly entertaining, regardless of the subject matter, because this does happen. A story like this hits the news cycle. It's salacious. It drives viewers or listeners. We pound it into submission, and then we move on. And as much as you're going to get this undertone, this undercurrent, if you will, of why is it such a big deal? Who cares about Caitlin Clark? Oh, and let me quote Carter on her own social media. This is on Threads, by the way. You ready? I guess Twix is old school with the WNBA cool people. Carter, and I quote, "Beside three-point shooting, what does she bring to the table, man?" Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you talking about? So, yeah, there are so many different layers to this. But it is not only entertaining, but highly amusing that there are people that couldn't have named one player, forget one franchise, in the WNBA 3-4 weeks ago. And now it's all the rage. All the rage. I wonder if Roger Goodell's a little nervous about Caitlin Clark and the Fever and the WNBA drama stealing his spotlight. You know what happens when the NFL sees you turn a wandering eye to another sport, to another event, to another series or league. Oh, man. The NFL gets very jealous. It's a jealous lover. Just watch out. Something big's going to happen in the NFL. Because apparently the Justin Jefferson signing wasn't big enough to quell the talk or to, I guess, to attract people away from the Caitlin Clark thing. Justin Jefferson, that's good money and all. Yay. Woo. Hey, now back to this flagrant foul. So it's going to take something bigger. Let's see. Maybe we can come up with something. Because it wasn't enough that C.J. Stroud put himself in the top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now and left Josh Allen out. Or that he put Dak Prescott in the top five and left Joe Burrow out. Or that he put Jalen Hurts in the top five and left Justin Herbert out. It's pretty interesting and all. But, oh, Caitlin Clark, have you seen what happened? We're so weird sometimes as a society. And yeah, it just underscores the fact that right now, social media, and it's been this way for a while, social media just drives the storylines. It drives the narrative. What people are reacting to on social, and it's not just an algorithm. It's also the mystery of the human brain and the mob mentality and the attraction to the shiny object. The rubbernecking mentality. I don't know how long till it dies down, but man, it's been nearly three full days and it's still ramping up. Still a lot of heat. Teresa Witherspoon is the head coach of the Chicago Sky, and she has called Carter's flagrant foul, it's now a flagrant one foul, not acceptable. It was Carter and her teammate, a rookie, Angel Reese. I don't know where I got Pierce from. Angel Reese, who were speaking to the media following their practice on Monday. So there were no games on Monday, only practices. And remember, Carter was not interested in talking after the game on Saturday, and actually neither was Angel Reese. She got fined for blowing off her media obligations. And she talked about that too. So now both Carter and Reese were speaking following practice and had some long-winded answers. They were very open, honest, candid from their perspective. But there's always more to the story. I'm telling you, the stuff that you're hearing out there is fascinating. But Teresa Witherspoon said the team will learn from the incident on Saturday. Physical play, intensity, and a competitive spirit are hallmarks of Chicago Sky basketball. Kennedy got caught up in the heat of the moment in an effort to win the game. By the way, I've heard Kennedy and I've heard Kennedy. And I know I keep going back and forth. I think it's Kennedy.
I've heard Kennedy.
Yeah. Anyway, so Teresa Witherspoon is trying to throw water on the flames. She said that she talked about it with her player, that it was not appropriate. Nor is it what we do or who we are. Except it actually is pretty close to who Carter is, or who she's been in the past, at least. This is the kind of stuff that happens when your league comes under a white hot spotlight. I would say it's a version of people combing social media for public figures. Maybe they have this rise to stardom or rise to the public consciousness, and all of a sudden what happens? People start combing through their social media, trying to figure out if there's anything interesting, maybe anything salacious, maybe some dirt. That's why I tell young people, if you're going to be in the public eye, make sure you go through your social media before somebody else does. Anyway, it's a little bit like that. How much publicity or public criticism did Carter ever get for her tenure in Atlanta or LA? Well, here's a guess. Not much. I didn't know her past. And this is past in the league. I'm not talking about her past as a human outside of basketball. I'm talking about her past in the WNBA. And she's only been in for a few years. But when you become catapulted into the spotlight for your actions, and when it hits mainstream like it has, this incident with Caitlin, well, all of a sudden, your past becomes fair game. So yeah, be careful what you wish for, WNBA. Now everything is out there. It's all out there. In Atlanta, she was suspended for getting into an altercation with a teammate, mostly verbal, but threatening to fight and beat up her teammate. That was in Atlanta. They suspended her, and then they were happy to let her walk. In LA, she was brought on board by Derek Fisher. Remember that very short experiment with Fisher as the head coach of the Sparks? I don't even think she lasted a season. She was let go for conduct detrimental to the team. So I think it's fair to say she's got a bit of a temper. Sometimes her passion steers her in the wrong direction. And when she tells you that she'll compete with anyone, that includes her own teammates. So Carter's got a bit of a history. And when she says she's more than one little clip, referring to a video or a short that's gone viral. Well, yeah, she definitely is. There's a bit of a track record here. Haven't heard anything new from Sides or the Fever, but I do think they're handling it as well as they possibly can. It is nonstop right now around Caitlin Clark. And I'm not telling you it's all positive. Nor is it all negative. It's a mixed bag. It's one of those moments where everyone has an opinion, where the storyline and the athlete transcend the sport. In fact, I'm looking up right now at SportsCenter, and there it is again. It's everywhere. I've seen it everywhere. I'm sure you have too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm fascinated by her social media behavior and how something like this can hit the information superhighway. And it goes insane. People have to take sides. Yeah, I just got called clueless on Twitter. See what I mean? People can't, a little bit like politics, can't talk about this situation right now in many cases without freaking out. So yeah, it's a powder keg. And here's the one thing I think is unfortunate. I like that women's basketball is getting more attention. I think for Caitlin and some of the other young players, Angel Reese, we talked about Camila Cardoso, even Aaliyah Boston, who's a second year player, but had such a great first season with the Fever. I've even seen people speculate about where Paige Beckers could get selected next year. That's NFL level stuff. To start speculating about where a prospect is taken in the draft, that's not something we generally do in the WNBA. Haven't for a long time. The league's been around nearly 30 years. And so there is this great groundswell of support and interest in the league. But at the same time, I wish it was about the basketball. The actual basketball. Not a hard foul on Clark. Why Angel Reese didn't speak to the media. Why Carter wouldn't talk either. Why she's posting on social media. What Teresa Witherspoon has to say, how many times Clark's been fouled, whether or not the league's treating her fairly, whether or not the league wants her to be there at all, whether or not it's just about her. I mean, my goodness, I wish it was about the hoops. But again, social media and the narratives, not something that people can control. I can't harness it any more than you can. A lot of times we're just along for the ride. And yet I kind of feel like we take the bait a lot as a society. So here's this moment. It's viral. Everybody has an opinion. It's divisive. It's passionate. I don't know if there are any right or wrong answers, but there's certainly a lot of disagreements over what happened and who's right and who's not, and whether or not Caitlin's getting treated fairly and who's jealous and who's not, and if this is good for the league and if it isn't. I guess ultimately the fact that people are noticing that there's a WNBA and that people are showing up at games and advertisers are paying money to be part of a partnership with the league, all that's good. But I really hope at some point it becomes about the basketball. But see, that's the thing. Again, we can't control it. Once it gets out there, it takes on a life of its own. That's the day and age that we live in for sure. Little bit of a case study in going viral and social media and that next level type of attention that, again, cannot be harnessed. It just goes where it goes and goes how it goes. And it'll die down. It'll die down relatively quickly and we'll be on to the next thing. But man, it's everywhere you look right now. That includes Twix. So you can find me there at A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We like this question. This was a great idea from producer Jay. In light of one of Angel's comments that people don't watch a league for a single athlete, we wondered what league, what game, what sport have you ever watched or got drawn into by a single athlete? Now, it may not be that way anymore, but I'll dare say there are people out there who started watching more hoops because of Kobe Bryant, or people who started watching football because of a particular quarterback. Gosh, how many college football fans out there have followed their favorite players to the NFL? And there's certainly a great debate, a lively debate over whether or not this is all about Caitlin Clark. There's no denying the fact that there are a lot more people watching the league and watching the WNBA simply because of her. Now, she won't be enough to keep people there, more than likely, unless she goes on some kind of a tear. But man, all this drama will keep people around. What game or sport, maybe what league have you gotten sucked into because there was one athlete that you wanted to see? Maybe one that you'd heard about, you couldn't wait to watch more of. And the JL put up a post on our show Twitter, Twixie Twitter, at Amy After Hours, and then also on our Facebook page. Kyrie Irving getting honest about his time in Boston. I appreciate that he's not going to pretend like it was all amazing. Points for Kyrie right now. I appreciate that he's not going to act like it didn't happen.
Embrace it.
It's the dark side. Novak Djokovic looks like he is primed and ready. Despite back-to-back five-set matches, this current number one player in the world who's chasing a 25th Grand Slam singles title, most of all time, men or women, he appears to be closer to the form that we had come to expect of him. Even at 37 years old, playing matches till 3:30 in the morning Paris time. This looks more like Novak. We didn't get to this the last couple days, just for a variety of reasons. Also, we don't work on the weekend. But how about the whole Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight, at least for now, being completely put on the shelf? Tyson's got some health issues. Oh, definitely don't want those in the ring. But now Jake Paul is making a plea to reschedule. I don't know. Is anybody sad about that?
The fun just begun.
If a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, does it actually make a noise? Major upset at the Women's College World Series, too. So there's lots of good stuff. Football, football, football. Just kidding. We're not doing all football, but we will do a little. Just because we're still having fun with CJ Stroud's top five quarterbacks from the NFL last season. But everybody's got an opinion. What's that phrase that we're not allowed to use on the radio? It just would be inappropriate for our show. Opinions are like, you know, like body parts, and everybody's got one.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Along those lines.
I'm paraphrasing. All right, we'll hear from Angel Reese and Kennedy Carter, and I'd love to hear your opinion. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, whoops. Strike that from the record. Oh, Jay, do you want to dump it? So I can tell you something really funny when we come back. What my neighbor said to me when he came across the street today, we were both putting our lawn debris bags out on the curb because they get picked up on Tuesday, and I hear this, "Hey, May," from across the street. I got to tell you this story. It's really funny. All right. On Twix, at Amy After Hours, also on our Facebook page. I hope you survived your Monday. First Monday.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
In June, wowzers, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Just let them hit you, be what it is, don't let it get inside your head, and know it's coming. I think at this point, like, I know I'm going to take a couple hard shots a game. And that's what it is. It doesn't, I'm trying not to let it bother me. And, you know, just stay in the game and stay in West Portland, because usually it's the second person that gets caught when, if you retaliate or something. So just trying to stay in the game and focus on my team and focus on what's important.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
She is responding about the only way that you can and still be professional and not hurt your team. Now, Caitlin's lost her temper a couple times too. In one case, she was yapping at a ref, which is not ever acceptable either. But as a rookie, you're probably not going to have a whole lot of leeway when you're jawing at a referee about a call. And then there was another situation where she and an opponent got into a little bit of a snippy conversation and they both got teed up. And so she's had her couple of times also where she's not represented herself as well and where her emotions have gotten the best of her. She is definitely getting a lot of pushback from veterans in the league. It's no different than when a high profile savior type quarterback is drafted number one overall. And yes, I'm being tongue in cheek. He's drafted number one overall. He's going to save the franchise. He's going to change the league. No one's ever been as highly rated as him coming out of school, blah, blah, blah. The hype is over the top. It happens almost every year. Okay, maybe not every year. It happens frequently. Couple times every five-year period. Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams. I mean, we could go on and on about top profile or top prospect, high profile quarterbacks. And when they get into the league, what happens? Defensive linemen, pass rushers, veteran linebackers, they want to say welcome to the NFL in a very special way. No doubt that veterans don't want to hear about some rookie who hasn't played a snap in the NFL and how great he's going to be and how he's going to pick their defense to shreds. It's no different. Whatever you call that, well, that's the same thing that's happening in the WNBA. And I said this recently. I kind of resist the idea that this is women being jealous of other women. It's just human beings. It doesn't matter what gender you are. In sports, it's highly competitive. In our business, in sports radio and sports broadcasting, it's highly competitive. People get annoyed. Fans get annoyed, for heaven's sakes, hearing about one player over and over and over and over again. It's just how it goes. As humans, a lot of times we compare ourselves to others, and in sports, these athletes are comparing themselves to others, and also, hey, well, what about me? I did something that great too. How come I'm not getting the coverage? Again, just human nature. I mean, that's what social media helps to incite among people in our society. We're constantly comparing ourselves to other people. It's a dangerous game to play. So yeah, I don't know that the way the WNBA veterans are welcoming Caitlin is all that different than what veteran defenders will do to a quarterback who hasn't earned his stripes yet in the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I do think, though, that, as I mentioned to start the show, it's too bad that it's not the basketball that's getting the attention. But right now, there's this viral fascination with anything to do with Caitlin Clark. And you can yell about it all you want, but there's nothing you can do to stop it, at least not right now. Now, Angel Reese, she's a rookie who's obviously tied to Caitlin forever, going back to that very first national championship game in which LSU beat Iowa. But that was really the start of this flood of attention for both players, but Iowa got more of it. And so she is standing next to her teammate, Kennedy Carter, on Monday, and they're both answering questions about Caitlin Clark. Angel, by the way, says the reason she didn't stick around post-game on Saturday is because her family was there and there was a miscommunication. She paid the fine. The team paid the fine, but that's not really the issue. Angel is saying, hey, Caitlin and I came in together. We're tied together because of that national championship. And to say that the attention now being focused on the league is all about Caitlin, that's incorrect.
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball. You never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like, just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that.
So Angel kind of looking at the history between her and Caitlin, and you can agree or disagree. I mean, I always use my mom as a gauge. She's just one person, but she does represent a human, an American who didn't know squat about the WNBA before this year, before about a month ago. And now she's wearing a Fever jersey that has Caitlin Clark's number on it. I mean, that is a pretty drastic spike in interest, and that's happening all over the country. I'm not saying Angel isn't popular, but there's a different level of interest that has come with Caitlin. And so we're using Angel's comments as a way to set up our show question. Because Angel is saying people don't watch a league for a single athlete. So is there a game or a sport, maybe a league specifically, that you've been drawn into because of one single athlete? I mean, I just told you, my mom would say Caitlin Clark right away. Is there someone you needed to see? And I'll go first after I tell you about my mom. I never, not even one time, not even remotely interested in watching a golf tournament before Tiger Woods came along. I watched him as a junior. Then I watched pretty much every tournament that he played in. I went to golf tournaments to watch Tiger Woods and to follow the galleries around. Even as I was working in this business, I would buy tickets to golf tournaments because I wanted to be able to walk around and watch Tiger play. So that's just one example. I've got a couple others. But, I mean, that's a pretty drastic example. I probably knew a few golfers on the tour, mostly because my maternal grandmother was a big golfer, and she would watch. Arnold Palmer was her favorite. So I knew about Arnie. I knew about Jack Nicklaus. I knew about some of the golfers from her era. But I didn't know anything about, really anything about golf at all, and never watched a tournament, not even the Masters. Other than, oh gosh, the one, Marco Belletti's here in studio, the one where Greg Norman had the complete and total collapse against Nick Faldo. Remember that? I don't remember what year that was. 96? 95?
I think it was earlier than that, but no, I don't remember the exact year. That I'm not good with.
Okay.
But I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it was 96. Ooh, nailed
wow.
It. Anyway, that one I remember vividly only because I was watching it with a group of friends of mine, school friends, and we just were so blown away by it. But I never watched a golf tournament, not even a major, before Tiger Woods came along. But once he did, I was all in. So that's my example.
Yeah, I'll be fair. I was wrecking my brain when you were saying it. I think I'm going to be on an outlier on this. I got to be fair. I don't think there was ever an athlete that made me watch sports. It was the sport itself that drew me in. There are certain athletes that you want to watch more. As a kid, I wanted to watch Lawrence Taylor every time he played, not just being a Giant fan, just because you marvel at the fact that he was all over the field and everything that he did. But would I have watched the game if he wasn't playing? Yeah. Like, I can't think of, and I think it was just because I was wired weird as a 4 or 5 year old that I was drawn to every sport.
You just grew up in a family that...
No, I didn't, because we didn't...
I thought your dad was into...
My father's a soccer guy. He doesn't...
Oh, okay.
He grew
gotcha.
Up in Italy. He didn't know... He learned this stuff when he came to America, but he doesn't really watch... He watches sports. He doesn't really know what he's looking at. So no, it wasn't that. It was just me. Like, my brother was into it too, so we watched it together. But even stuff that he didn't watch basketball, I did. So, like... There was just stuff that I got drawn into was the sport. It was the, I don't know, I don't know if it was the competition, whatever the hell it was that drew me into it, but it was never the person. It was almost like it was the laundry, because if you could take that one, all right, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, great, that's so much fun. Oh, Jordan's here now? Okay. So it was almost like, who's the next guy? That was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. So I don't really, I can't think of an example that I had that it was the person that drew me in. I think of the sport.
Gotcha. Okay. So Marco's not one of those people. Jay, do you have an example?
I thought immediately Apollo Ohno, speed skating. Would I ever have watched any sort of speed skating or had any interest in it if not for Apollo Ohno?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I think everyone kind of was. He was must-watch TV at one point in those Olympic races, so I think he's a great example.
I think Michael Phelps would be another great example. If we're talking Olympics, because how many people would sit and watch swimming until Michael Phelps came along? And remember that summer, she was at Beijing? Where the races were in the middle of the daytime here, and everybody pretty much stopped watching him pursue the gold medals while he was racing that first week of the Summer Olympics. I think it was Beijing, but don't quote me on that. Anyway, so that's a good one. Just got a tweet at Amy After Hours. I started watching tennis because of the Williams sisters. So there's another one too. Yeah, I mean, it's maybe different in an individual sport, but even in team sports, I'm sure there are plenty of people that started watching a lot more hoops because of Kobe Bryant or because of LeBron James, or we could talk about superstars. How about
Jordan.
People? Yeah, certainly Michael Jordan. How about people who watch football because of Tom Brady?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a fairly normal. That's a fairly typical type of a response for people who they fall in love with like one player in a game, maybe one game, and then they're all in.
100%.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's common. That's usually the story that you hear. And it was one person or one game or whatever it was that drew you in, that gravitates you to everything. Like I said, I'm definitely an outlier in this. I don't know why that the sport itself at 4 or 5 years old really just drew me in. You put on the TV and you put a sport on, I was all in, and I don't know why. It was almost like I learned the players afterwards. I didn't care. And then, you know, you take it from there when you get a little older, it's a little different.
It's a couple other examples, too. I think about following the baseball strike in the mid-90s and how a lot of people point to Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and that home run chase that drew people back. Now, maybe they were already baseball fans to begin with, but that kind of sucked people back in.
Mm-hmm. Even Cal Ripken the next year, breaking the record with the consecutive games, that helped draw a lot of people back in because there was still a lot of contempt for the game at that point.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So love to hear from you on Twitter at Amy After Hours, our Facebook page too. Jay's put a post up. We're now taking some of your answers and sharing them. But Angel Reese says, nobody watches a sport for one single athlete. Maybe you don't watch it forever. If you become a fan, you kind of have to have a little more of an interest. But initially, people start watching sports for one person all the time.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite.
I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie.
Trip to Texas. Go to traveltexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Kind of on the play before bumping in with Caitlin, it seemed like she turned to you a little bit after the fever score.
I answered her clock questions.
Did she say anything to you?
I don't know what she said.
What'd you say to her?
I didn't say anything.
That's enough.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
After Saturday's game, Carter wanted nothing to do with questions about Clark. It's kind of fun, actually, if you put all the names together, Kennedy, Carter, Caitlin, Clark. It's a cool alliteration. Just, it fits perfectly. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Well, she now is speaking out and wants you to know why she wasn't answering questions about that incident or about Caitlin on Saturday.
I'm a person that when something happens, I need time to get my thoughts together. Heat of the moment answering is not probably the best answer. So for those who wanted a heat of the moment answer, I'm actually glad I didn't give you one. I'm glad you guys came today and actually asked me and just asked me how I felt. And here I am. I'm letting you know.
So if you don't mind, then what about that moment where you gave her a shoulder shimmy? And she hit the ground.
I think at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. Now that it's another day, I've had an off day. Now I can answer and I can let you know how I really feel about things. But I'm a competitor and I'm going to compete no matter who you are and no matter who's in front of me. So that's just what it was. Heat of the moment play. We're getting at it. We're going back and forth. It's basketball. It's all hoops. After we finish the game, it's all love.
I'm not sure I believe that. Maybe in some cases, not in this one. Quote, beside three-point shooting, what does she bring to the table, man? Oh, I do like that. That was the second social media post. There were some from before. That when she wouldn't answer questions, she did take to social media. But this was on Threads more recently. Beside three-point shooting, what does she bring to the table, man? Also, Carter would respectfully ask that you don't judge her based on that 2-second clip.
I'm just seeing a lot of things of players, fans just not understanding who I am as a player. You have to understand me as a person too, and don't just look at one tape and form an opinion about me. I'm truly a passionate person about the game, and I'm genuine. You can ask all my teammates. They've got to know me. They know the real Kennedy Carter. So I'm just saying, don't form an opinion off of one little clip, and you didn't even see the whole game and or the play that led to that.
Yeah, I mean, there was some verbal interaction between the two before that. And Caitlin had a foul on, or had hard contact. It wasn't called a foul, but had a hard foul on Carter earlier. And so there was a back and forth. And that's, you know, that to me, that's basketball. I'm much more in the school of basketball as a contact sport, and they should be allowed to bang around. However, that was just dumb. Running into her when play is stopped, it's a dead ball foul, and nothing's happening. That's not how you get your shots in. Otherwise, you just get the whistle blown. But there is history with Carter. So when she says, don't judge me by one little clip and one piece of tape without watching the game, I will allow and I will readily admit that human beings grow up, they change, they mature, they make smarter decisions, they get more professional. But she's got a history, not just with opponents, but with her own teammates. She wore out her welcome in both Atlanta and LA for conduct detrimental to the team. Now, again, she may be a completely different person now, but it's not like she doesn't have a track record of wanting to fight people. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What's one sport or league or event that you watch solely because of a single athlete? Steve is in Boston. Steve, what do you think?
Hey, I'm a first one to say I'm a huge fan of yours. I usually am not up to listen to you, to your show live, but I listened on some of the Odyssey show apps.
Sweet.
I grew up in New England. I'm a huge, like, you know, New England kid, grow up like baseball, football, soccer, basketball, you know, football, the big four in soccer, I would say. So for me, something that was a little bit out of the norm would have been men's tennis. I've been a sports fan from like the late 60s to now. And I would say like when McEnroe, Connor, and Bjorn Borg playing tennis all at the same time, and you had that little edge between Connor was a slight bad boy, McEnroe was a big bad boy, right? So the controversy with that, which I think is a little bit similar to what you're seeing now. Mm-hmm. I liked your reference to Tiger Woods, and I would also say, like, obviously the Williams sisters were influential too. But that was that was the thing for me that would draw me into something that I didn't usually watch.
Mm. I agree. And when you've got a rivalry, too, it's even a stronger reaction, too. So I loved John McEnroe. He was terrific. And while I wasn't so much into the rivalry with him, I did love Agassi and Sampras. So that was one that I really enjoyed watching. And then the peak of my interest in men's tennis, certainly with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. So I miss them, too. Yeah, so it helps when you've got two. So I appreciate that, Steve. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Good to hear from Steve, and glad to know that he takes advantage of the podcast option, the on-demand option, when he's not usually awake at this hour in Boston. We have our show airing on WEEI, our Boston affiliate, since about year 3 of the network. Coming up, our friend Michael Duarte of NBC LA will have him weigh in, and also, why do the Lakers refuse to hire a coach? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.